Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight on Project Runway All-Stars, everyone's included. We've got gender-neutral looks, machines are being stolen, and we're down to just 7 designers left. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
There it is. So, another week of me missing the memo of what we're wearing.
Technically wearing a shirt, so we're that means you're doing better.
What's up, guys? This is Project Runway All-Stars, the after show. I'm Haley J. Next to me.
Hey, guys. I'm Princess Carol.
And I'm Katie Thompson.
I'm Monique Loveless.
So let's get right into it. On tonight's episode, the designer's challenge is to create gender-neutral looks. The designers don't even know who their models are going to be. We're going to see a little bit of drama with some machines being stolen. And we're saying goodbye to Sean. And of course, we have our special segment, Pass or Purchase, where we are going to look at the top 6 looks. And as a panel, we decide what we're going to pass on or what we would purchase on. So what did we think of tonight, guys?
The designers got everything, the judges got everything wrong.
Oh,
really? You think?
Yes. I wanted there to be a little more color and a little more fit.
Yes.
That's what I was missing.
Yeah, I feel like once everyone heard gender neutral, they thought, okay, it has to have no shape mm-hmm. at all.
A box.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. So
my first thought after we interviewed Bedell and we saw that his Bedell black line, a lot of it was streetwear, a lot of it mm-hmm. seemed to be gender neutral. So my mind immediately went to, oh, I think he's got this one. Mm-hmm. We saw him be safe, so we didn't really see developing that too much. Yeah. But that was my original thought. And then I actually really liked this episode the most because I felt like of all of them, this one actually had a really deep message. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wish that the rest of them were as deep as this one, where I think if they kept on this trend, people would be a lot more interested just because it went somewhere. Like, it connected with me.
100%.
So I thought that was a cool message to see that. And we got to see the designers a little bit more tonight. Or we mm-hmm. got to see the models a little bit more, too.
Yeah. Their backstories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the pieces were, so they're supposed to be for streetwear. And we're seeing the designers and really seeing what they're comfortable with and what they struggle with. Do you guys have a favorite this far? We have 7 left. So if you had to pick, like, who's your favorite, what would we say?
Overall or just in this episode? Like,
overall.
I want Dimitri to win.
I have Dimitri and Anthony Ryan. They're 2 of my favorites just because they go out of the box. And I feel like their looks are always executed so well. Like, even if they didn't win the challenge or they might have not taken it to the next level, the execution of how many hours they don't get is basically sort of, like, from what I can see through the TV, is flawless. And we don't see those with a lot of the looks.
Katie?
I really like Dimitri. I've made that very known to everybody that he's my favorite. Also, following him on Instagram is so much fun. The places he goes, the things he does, he's so fun. I just like him so much. I don't love his design as much this season as I have in, like, the past stuff that I've seen, but I'm still team Dimitri.
Okay. So, we'll get into it later, but the way she acted in this episode aside, I really like Irina. I feel like she usually just just goes for it. And she's like, what is the most I can do in this amount of time? And I respect that so much. Dimitri is really good. He would be like a close second for me. Like, I can always tell Dimitri designed that. Like, he has a very clear point of view.
Yeah.
So it would be between those two. Unfortunately, I don't like their attitudes, but I like their designs.
See, that's the thing. I think my reasoning is more so for the actual personality behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Anthony Ryan. I just think, especially after talking to him, getting to know him a little bit more, he seems just so sweet. And even when he gets teary-eyed, I just love that because you can feel how much he cares.
Yeah.
And to me, that makes me want to support him, being like, wow, he.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He's not just doing this to be on TV. He loves what he does.
Oh, yeah.
So I connect with him on that way. And then Bedell, I just got to throw it to him for the sass that he's like, his commentary is definitely like keeping it going. So I do appreciate that. And let's get right into the first, you know, the topic of what their challenge was. They needed to create gender neutral looks. And we're seeing this more than ever. And like we've discussed before, this was filmed a year ago. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're, I mean, I know gender neutral looks have been coming for a while now, but I think they were kind of ahead of the game in doing that because we see, they even showed at the beginning of the episode, Jaden Smith, we see women in strong menswear and showing that anyone can really wear whatever they want as long as they feel confident and comfortable. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you like to wear stuff that a guy, I feel like tonight, like a guy could wear what I'm wearing right now.
I actually kind of agreed with you. We were just talking about how much is cultural, like in other places there are other norms. So I mean, I think someone even brought it up with the flowers. Like, my brother has this great, like, he can take flowers and plaids and like mesh it well. Meanwhile, I, on the other hand, just all I can do is a jeans and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to just see like what the designers came up with. I wish they would have given their outfits some shape. But outside of that, I thought the fabrics looked great. I thought the color combinations are really good. So, yeah.
Do you think maybe they were hiding away from the shapes, not knowing their exact model since they didn't see them in the beginning?
I mean, even when the models came in, you could have adjusted it a little bit for your model because that's part
of the fitting. They did see the measurements. Anthony Ryan knew how tall his model was. So.
Right. And that's part of fitting is to adjust it to the shape of your model. So,
I kind of think what happened was, since this was done a year ago, we have to remind ourselves this was done a year ago, which means in our mind, a year ago, it was cold outside. And that was the look. That oversized look, clearly, oversized was really in.
Especially still love oversized men's, look.
Men's wear look was, and still is right now, but pinstripes last year had really started taking off. The menswear look started taking off. Oversized was really taking off. So we have to keep in mind of that too. So I felt like everybody was pretty much on trend when it came to that look, but I do definitely feel like the judges were off. They were so off. It was ridiculous. They were so
off. Elaborate. Where did you feel like they were really not on the same page as you?
The winner. Like, we've seen that look, especially the black and white, on so many on so many runways. It's so done. Like, where are y'all at? That was, like, so, like, 2-3 years ago. And I just felt like some of the pieces that they were saying didn't look good to them. Like, for instance, when they said Dimitri's buttons, if it was just gone, that would have just made it so plain. There would have been nothing there. The buttons gave it its design. The structure of it, the different design of it was very, like, galactic, but it was on point. It was, and I don't know. I just felt like where, and then with Irina, like, she had an all black outfit with just a oversized jacket. Like, you could have got that from like Charlotte Russe. Like,
I didn't think the jacket was as bad as they were saying, though. Like, I thought the jacket was kind of cool.
Yeah, the jacket was cool. But if you're talking about high fashion streetwear, get Google Vogue streetwear, New York Fashion Week, and that is high fashion streetwear. That is not like you can go to Target and pick up this oversized jacket with some cute little leggings and a peplum blouse bell sleeve top. Like, that was so lame. And the fact that she was even still on here after that, they have no idea what they're talking about.
I feel like they maybe picked her, though, based on like all of the looks we had on the runway. I wasn't crazy about all the runway looks. I wanted way more color. I wanted more from everybody, and I feel like I got the same thing from everybody. So I feel like they were like, well, we gotta pick the best one out of all of this, so you got it.
I agree with Monique as far as the Christina's look winning. I liked it. I didn't see that being the winning look.
No, it definitely wasn't the winning look. If anything, if you're going to go that route, either Anthony Ryan should have won or Michelle should have won, because they at least added more to it. Like, Michelle had the whole floral on the inside, so her jacket, even though, and I don't even think they explored this, but her jacket could have been reversible. So the fact that you picked this black and white outfit that's just oversized because you like what? Like, it was just lame. They're lame. Like,
I love Michelle's like paint situation, and because she always does that, and I liked how the back kind of looked a little murdery. I was into that, like the murder vibes.
I'm glad it came together at the end, because when we were watching it, I was like, especially when Bedell said it looked like someone shot up a hotel room and they just peeled off, which is so specific, by the way. But I'm glad to see that it came together, and I really liked the color combination and the flowers. I thought it was cool. I feel like she should have. If in some way, like, found a way to highlight the fact that it is reversible, because I didn't even, like, I forgot about that after we saw, like, them working in the room. So I thought it would have been cool if she had highlighted that fact, because I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, it should have been. And then for them to send Sean home when pinstripes are everything, like, the men wear them, especially at this time. If we're going back a year ago, pinstripes with the menswear, womenwear, menswear, like trouser wear, that was everything. And the fact that he did it in that stance, like, you pick the winner who was outdated over somebody who was on point at that moment. Like, they have no idea.
I liked the pinstripe top, but I just didn't like the other half. Like, I felt like the top of it was kind of cool. But, yeah, I felt like the cuts were oddly thrown together.
Yeah.
But I can only wonder if, you know, when I look at a design, I think, would I wear that? And that's kind of all I know, because I'm not a designer. So I wonder if they're like, I know the measurements for this, took this amount of work.
And, yeah, but all in all, I'll say this. And I always tell my mom this, because she's always like, I don't understand how you did it. In fashion, when you're an actual fashion person, it's different than the general population.
Right.
Just like if you're into anything else, like, it's going to be different than what you think of the general population. So, yes, of course, like, we have our targets and we have the Forever 21s to market it to the general population. But the runway stuff is what they are giving, and the judges are general population. They don't get it. So it's like you're missing so much. Like, they're just missing so much. That's why when they had the old judges, I feel like this is hand-me-down judges. I feel like when they had the old judges, they understood that because they were designers. I mean, Ogre from Marquesa, I guess. But they were like designers, models who understood what it takes in the back room or the back shows and things like that. These, like, you bringing on an actor and stuff, she don't know. Like, she don't know.
Yeah, we discussed that too. Yeah. It's like, yeah, maybe your judges can be fun for TV, which I can only think that's why they're bringing them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just to bring up ratings. But as a designer, you know, we can only say this so many times that I would
every episode.
Yeah. Like, come on, like, who are you to tell me how to wear what you have no idea what you're talking
about? Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's not only just like And I can tell, like, by their faces that some of them are really over it. And it's not, and I feel like that has a lot to do with it. Because if I took all of this time, that's like, okay, the general population really knows Olivier Rousteing, which is Balmain. And you look at his stuff on the Kardashians or Beyonce and all that, and you're like, oh my gosh, so gorgeous, so this, so that. The intricacies that went into that, most people don't understand.
Right.
Or... until it is mainstream, most people are not looking at him, and this is how this is being done. So I could only be like, if I'm frustrated, I know that they are frustrated. I would be standing up there like, what are you, are y'all serious right now? Like, that would have been my reaction. I don't even think I could have, not, I wouldn't say disrespect, but I just feel like it's such a slap in the face to a designer to not get people who are a part of designing in this
day. Well,
it's
like to work so hard and then be misjudged.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand me. How can you speak on it type thing?
I also think someone brought that up in one of our interviews as well. I can't remember. I think someone else did too. I don't know if it was Anthony or if it was Bedell, but one of them brought up the fact that he felt some type of way that they have like a race car driver and all these people, no shade to race car drivers, but they have all these people that are not fashion professionals.
Yeah.
You know?
What's funny is even if they were to be talking about these things on camera, I feel like production wouldn't show that because it's shading their own show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it's like juicy content, like I think that's something they would leave out because it doesn't make them look good as a show.
Yeah. I feel like we could have.
Well, not necessarily, because the first when they had, also it could be the network too, because when they had it on Bravo, I think it was Bravo, when they first, wherever they're going back to is where they started. The first like six seasons were so solid. They were so solid. I mean, Michael Kors would like shred in a minute. So would, what's her name?
Nina.
Yeah.
Nina was amazing.
And then even Tim would come in and he's not like this lady, but he would be like, I don't know. Like, but he knew what he was talking about. Like, she's just throwing shade, I think, just for the camera.
Right.
Like, every week somebody's stuff shouldn't look like curtains. Like, can we find a new word? Grandma's curtains, that's every week. Like, no.
And how do we feel about them not seeing the models before? Do you guys think that really played as big as a part in the design in the end? I thought it was kind of cool because I did think that was harder. But then when you think about it, when you design a collection, you don't necessarily know who the woman at Target's going to be buying your
That's
shirt.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Or if they are a woman, it could be like, I just bought a t-shirt in the Target men's section.
I always get the boy sweatpants. Yeah.
Their t-shirts are like on point with the graphic tees.
And that's what's cool. It's like you like what you like. And really, I mean, obviously things fit better than others, but I think if you have the confidence to rock it, who's to tell you you can't?
Yeah, so, doesn't matter.
I love that. And I think I find it cool when a guy can wear like I know a lot of guys that wear like flower cardigans, and is that maybe their girlfriends? Maybe, but is it awesome? Yeah. So I think it's cool that we're going in that direction. It's
my BFF, he always knows to be like, he tells me, he's like, listen, I don't bring certain things on travel trips with you because I know you'll take them. Like, and he's like super smaller than me, but my upper half, if he has a shirt I like, of course I'm aware.
Yeah. And Ashley and Evan, when I worked on that show when I first came here, and that was a funny thing about them is they basically shared a closet. Ashley and Evan Simpson, they wore each other's clothing. So to see this happening on the show now, it makes perfect sense because I think it's just a direction we're going in. And it's, I mean, you get more for your money when you can like take something from your boyfriend's closet, take something from your girlfriend's closet. It's cool.
I feel like we could have also just taken an entire episode to put Alyssa up onto that runway and just dissect that beautiful dress she had on tonight, because what in the hell is going on with that?
Every week.
Today, it was so rough. I love you, girl, but if it just hadn't been so see-through, and then we had a collar of rhinestones.
We need to work on this.
It was so tight,
and like you're the host of it.
By the way, she's a judge.
That's
judging
the thing.
Someone else's stuff. I know there have been moments where they wanted to stop and say, ma'am, look at what you have on right now. Like, how dare you judge?
Or you know, they wanted us, they bit their tongue so many times. But I do want to say thank you to the After Buzz viewers, really quick, I know you've got a special message for him.
I do. So, guys, we just want to say thank you once again for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate all of your support in us doing what we love. So please don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show.
Thank you. Katie, I heard you making comments when we were watching the whole thing go down with the machine stealing between Irina and Christina.
Like, what in the world, girl? It's so, like, you are so already rude. Done, and then you're going to take someone else. And how easy would it have been for her to just get up and move to another machine instead of being like, I just don't understand why she can't sit at another machine. Girl, yeah. If you could be at another machine, if she could be at another machine, when that's her machine, why aren't you at your machine?
Right.
That's, like, why are you even at her machine?
It's so inconsiderate. Like, it's okay, I get it. Like, okay, I'm bored, I'm done. Let me work on this dress for myself with the fabric that the company paid for. but at least be considerate of your other contestants. Like, she's trying to finish her design, which, by the way, won. And as much as I love Irina, I appreciated that she won because that was really, really crappy of her and inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. So I was really upset about that.
Guys, yeah. Act it out for me. What would go down if someone were to steal your machine? How would you react?
Not that nice. I wouldn't have been that nice.
Monique, I feel like you'd get off my machine. You got comments. I don't think you'd hold back.
Oh, no. They would automatically know. Don't. If I say one word, get up. Like, that's it.
I'm kind of surprised we didn't see. I wanted them to dive deeper into this. You know, if this was like Real Housewives, someone's champagne glass would have been flying by now.
I feel like they could have something.
I miss when we used to bring that drama onto the runway and then argue about it. Because, like, on Real Project Runway, we'd be doing that. But on All Stars, it's like, oh, we're all professionals. So, no. Stop being professional and bring that drama. And
it's super professional. Mm-hmm. Even just the way that they, like, judge stuff, it's just... I don't know.
I don't even know if it's professional. I feel like it's non-confrontational because they're still
passive
talking
aggressive.
About it. Yeah, they're talking about it in the back of the room as if she can't. And they did that earlier in the season. I've seen that multiple times where instead of confronting the person and being like, you've got to get up or whatever, they'll just talk amongst themselves. And
well, that's really, because they're passive aggressive people.
It's really annoying.
And there are certain people that you know you can get away with things with, and then there are certain people you know you can't get away. Because if she would have said, my CEO, I would have just had one word to say, hey, I need that. And she would have known to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wouldn't even been no argument.
I can't believe of all the machines that she's not, it's not like she's finishing something that she needs for her design. She's clearly just thinking about herself. But I'm glad we saw in the end that Christina did end up taking that crown. But I know you said you like Irina, so does that make you think any differently seeing? Because to me, that's like, are those her true colors?
I like her work. But... she's been catty throughout the season, and to see this to me was ultimately like this was the biggest slap in the face.
It's like she's not a team player, and that's not cool.
Or even when she dogged out Michelle to Dimitri and was like, that dress, it looks a lot like yours. Like, just
trying to like start there.
It's really immature, which I think is so interesting because I think her design, her work is very mature, very, you know, but to see her act like this, as much as I love her work, I wouldn't be friends with her.
I kind of love sit at my to table. See.
She can't sit with us.
She can't sit with
us. I love to see when someone is so successful and they do well, but if they have a bad attitude, I like seeing authority or the judges or whoever is in charge of their future bring them down because of that. Because I just feel like it's that universal lesson of it doesn't matter how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you are poor attitude, like, there's not room for you here.
I hope
and
she's...
I like that. That lesson is repeated.
I hope she's walking down the street and the wind just blows that dress up, or like she bends over and it just rips. And I hope they didn't let her take it home.
Interesting. That's a specific karma.
No, the dress that she was making for herself. Oh. Like, what? No, karma. That dress needs to like shrink in the washer or something. Or casting should have been like, sorry, but you can't take that home because you made it here.
With our money.
Can't
sit with us.
Yeah.
You can't sit with us.
All right, guys, should we get into our special segment?
Yes. Let's do it. saying the same things now. Oh, no.
And the special segment, again, for those watching at home or listening on podcast, we are going to do the top 6 looks. And then we're going to talk about which ones we would pass on and what we would purchase on.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're getting fancy halfway in. All right. So, first up, we should have Michelle, which is not this one. Michelle's going to be the one that has the floral jacket. It's got the red underneath. And this one I really liked a lot because we have talked about that floral is a look that we do see on both men and women. And to me, honestly, I felt like this one should have gotten more talked about than it did, really. I thought she put in a lot of detail. I thought that it was simple yet wearable. And a lot of times we struggle finding what's actually wearable that we see on the runway. I think this is wearable. I think it's cool. And I think the model actually told a, I don't know, her attitude, her style, everything about it. I liked this, and I could easily see a man or woman picking this outfit. So I was kind of surprised that this wasn't more talked about, or the judges didn't like it more.
But would you buy it?
And I would buy it, yes.
Okay.
I would purchase.
You would buy, purchase. I wouldn't necessarily purchase it, but I did love the details about it, and I do feel like... honestly, I don't know if it's neutral, like gender neutral for me, but I really like the detailing. I love the paint. I love the handwork she did for it. Like, but I would personally pass on it.
I think I'm in the same boat. I do like the colors. I do like the print. I'm going to say this once for all of them. I prefer things that have a shape, you know, whether it's, you know, supposed to be gender neutral or not. Personally, I would pass because I just don't think it's flattering on most body types, but I like the colors. So, yeah.
I'm going to purchase that coat, and then I get it hemmed and fitted to my bod because my bobs are going to look real low in that. Same because I don't like no shape. I need some shape to it. And I also want to apply her technique of the blood on the walls to all of my clothes. So thank you for that. So yeah, I would probably pass, but also purchase. I don't know.
But on a special night, maybe purchase.
Yes.
Next up, we've got Sean. Sean's look was the pinstripe that Monique definitely appreciated. I said I was going to pass on this look just because I didn't like the cuts of it. I liked the idea. I just didn't like how he chose to frame it on the body. I think if the top went somewhere else, I don't know. I just didn't like the execution, so I would pass because of that reason.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I love a good pinstripe as well, but I wasn't a fan of the execution, so I would pass as well.
I hate it so much. I'm going to pass. I hate the one sleeve. I hate the top with the thing. It's like half of a harness with a long sleeve shirt coming out of it and then more shirt at the bottom. I'm all set. No thanks.
I absolutely love this. So I would say purchase it and then probably tailor it. Mm. So, but yes, I definitely love everything about this. It gives me, it gives me different shapes. It gives me different textures, different color patterns. It just, I don't know. I loved it.
I love seeing how fashion affects people differently. Some people would completely love something, and some people don't like it at all. That's what makes it fun. Let's move on to Irina. So she had the big red coat, and then she had the simple... look underneath it with just the all black. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen this, like you were saying, Monique, before. It's been done. At the same time, I love a pop of red always, so I think I'm just drawn to that in general. I would purchase this one.
I would purchase too. I think it's cute. It is something we've seen before, but I think it's cute.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all can go get it at Club Monaco.
I like that it gives me, like, who's the girl that wears the red cape with the basket and she's
Red Riding Hood?
Yes, that, it's giving me, like, Into the Woods vibe, so I like that. But it's too oversized, it's too much clothing, I don't want to buy it.
I do like when she drapes it around her shoulders when the judge gave her the critique to take it off. I thought that was... more fun, his exact words. Well, that's more interesting. I think it did make it more interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to sound weird. This definitely is a JCPenney look. So I would purchase it, but because it's all black, of course, like all black is always chic, and then it just has the plain over look, but this could have been a good JCPenney look. Like, seriously, a nice, affordable JCPenney look.
Bring on Anthony Ryan. He's got the big silver green jacket. I think this was one of my favorite looks because it just looked really fun to me. It looked like high fashion yet wearable. Like, I could easily see someone walk in the streets of New York in this and you would get a fun reaction. I think it takes a person with confidence to wear this, and I think it could be male or female. So as far as capturing the challenge, I think he did really well with this. I'd purchase it.
I definitely agree. I would purchase it too. This is high fashion. This is streetwear. This is just everything, even just the detailing of it, of the stripe, like at the top of the shoulders. It was very well executed and is definitely one of those that can be taken straight from the runway. And like you said, worn in New York or something, even how he had the scarf and stuff. I honestly believe that him or, in my personal opinion, I believe that him or Dimitri should have won this challenge.
I was surprised that he didn't win, actually. Mm-hmm. Agreed. What about you guys?
I think for me, I would pass. Something about this feels very, I feel like there's like an NSYNC video or something from that, the 90s, 2000 era. But that was a thing last year. But I want Anthony, like, Anthony is forward thinking. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, like, it would have been cool if they had taken it up a notch.
Technically, this is. Now, look at it with maybe a belt cinch in it. I think people would love it then.
Back to the shape. Yeah. I feel like just that lack of shape is like, guys, it's gender neutral, but give it some sort of shape. Like, it's the shape thing for me.
I'm going to buy it, but I'm going to buy it in a bathrobe is what I want. I want it fuzzy, and I want it in a bathrobe.
Can it be fuzzy? What do we think about the critique from Alyssa Milano that she's seen this before in his past
Avant-Garde I think she challenge? Was crazy. We've seen that. Let me tell you. Let me not even start. She was crazy. That looked nothing like the jacket that he did for the other challenge. Yeah. It looked nothing like, the shape of it was nothing like, even, what's his name? I forget his name because he hasn't done stuff in Isaac Mizra. Yeah. He literally was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it looked nothing like it. Like, I don't know where she got
like,
that from.
Oh, it has sleeves. It's the same thing. I could kind of see what she was saying, but it was... I definitely felt like this look should have been
this material was over more. Others. This was more stiff. This had more like structure to it. The other one was flowy. It had a belt with it. Like, this was just, it was totally different. I don't know what she was talking about. That one was like open. This one is zip. Like, she's just crazy.
And we've got our beautiful side by side too, showing how similar he looks. Anthony Ryan and his model look to each other. Yeah. I feel like this must have just been fun for Anthony Ryan being like, well, what would I look great in?
Yeah.
I mean, it's him on a runway. He even made a joke when he walked out, but I thought that was probably fun for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next up, we've got Dimitri. He had the silver coat. I thought this one was cool, but I liked it, but I don't know, something about it. It definitely did have that futuristic look where, I don't know. It's like, I like it. I don't know if I can break my own rules and say that I wouldn't necessarily purchase it, but if someone gave it to me, I'd wear it.
If it was free.
You know what I mean? Like, if I got it as a gift, I'd be excited to receive it, but I don't think that's I would honest. Go out of my way to buy it either.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand on it.
One of the judges brought up, I can't remember who, but someone commented that maybe if the fabric was different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the fabric was different, I definitely would have been more in love and gotten away from the futuristic. I didn't have a problem with the buttons. I think maybe just the fabric choice was what got me, or the color of it, the metallic color. So if I could get it, if we're going with JCPenney, if it's available in multiple colors, it would be a different color.
And I agree with Monique about saying if you were to lose the buttons like they suggested, I think it would take away a lot. I think the buttons it add a lot to it.
Would. Like, the front, okay, when he unbuttoned it, I about lost my mind. But the front part, I love the crisscross when it came down the runway. But when he unbuttoned it, that was life right there. Okay. Take this unbuttoned, and I'm a belter girl. Belt it all the way around and add some like mule shoes, like mule heels with it. Oh my gosh, can we talk about fabulous? Like, this gave me everything with it, gave me the high end, it gave me the streetwear with a tad of futuristic. Like, I loved everything about it.
It's giving me, like, Hillary Clinton goes to space. I'm not fully there for it. It's a little too presidential for me, and it's a little too covered up. And
presidential? There's nothing presidential about this.
Oh, I totally see it. That, like, the
glasses add the, like, secret security thing that maybe you're thinking.
The wraparound, when it goes, it's like a buttoned-up jacket, you know, kind of like a blazer.
Like that, I like it still.
That is not what a blazer... Oh, no, that's not what a blazer looks like.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Guys, we gotta move on to Christina. Christina has the sleeve coat and, Let's see.
The winning look.
She has the oversized like coat with the open slits
and
top.
The trousers, which I would purchase. I like it, but I wouldn't spend a lot of money on it. That's what I'll say. I think it's cool, but would I have chosen this as the winner? No, I would not.
I love the front slit in the top, but that was about it. This look has been done on runways so many times. I mean, there's been full collections of this. This is outdated. And it was in black and white. There was nothing really like, I mean, you got the high fashion part, yeah.
Someone said that it looked like, I think it was Isaac, Japanese pajamas. Mm. So I would purchase and wear it as Japanese pajamas. Like, it looks really comfortable.
I'm down for the comfort.
Yeah.
But I feel like at least with Japanese pajamas, they would have a beautiful, like, embroidery and color.
Yeah.
You can add a patch somewhere.
Mm-mm.
No? There's something in it? I don't know.
I'm going to pass just because I'm not really sure what to do with that slit or what my boobs would do, because everything's going to show, or then the wind's going to blow, it's going to blow open.
No,
so.
You tape it.
I don't want tape, nothing. Mm-mm, pass.
But we did see at the end of all of this, the judges passed on Sean. We saw him go home, and then we saw Christina take the winning look. So how do you guys feel about saying bye to Sean?
Womp womp, this was so wrong.
I feel like if he had done his look, he would have stayed. What he has on. It's more
the
of
boy
the
band. That's the Justin Bieber. Point.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely is. The tunic. That little dress tunic sitch.
Yeah. Throughout the season, I actually have not been super impressed. There's been a couple looks that he's put out that I've not been a fan of. So, and even he admitted it at the end, too. He was like, I had highs and lows. You know, he was inconsistent. So, for me, I thought it was... To me, I thought it was time.
It's got to be hard, though. I think... And I mean, I don't know if it would be any easier being sent home when you know it wasn't your best look. That's got to be a weird feeling when you were so confident. And he said he did feel good about his look. A lot of people liked it. You obviously resignated with it. So, I mean,
I don't think they care. Even like Demetri said, he was like, oh, I'll finally get to go home. Like, they've already won before. So at this point.
Do you think we're maybe at that point with all of them where they
I
don't
think so,
care?
Because they have these terrible judges, and then they have, like, first of all, I'm being insulted by these judges. I'm being insulted by this lady who is she? And then to turn around, like, I could just be at home. I've already won before. Like, it's not, you know, it's just like, whatever.
They're probably exhausted. I think, you know, just in conversations we've had, they're working long days. They have to do a lot in their long days. Like, they're probably just tired and ready to go take
and
a
nap. And we say we have 7 designers left, which, you know, we're getting down to it, but that's still 7 designers. It's still a full competition in itself. This is a long season. So as far as our next episode, what do we think? Let's get into predictions. What do we think we're going to see?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
we saw the little teaser of a climate change where they're just getting creative. I feel like, are they like, let's create random words, throw them together, and then make a topic out of this? Like, what is this one? Transformational resort wear. I mean, cool, because I guess when you think about it, when you go on vacation, you kind of want to keep it as simple as possible. So if I have a piece that I can transform into a different type of look with the same piece, I'm interested to see where this goes.
I think they're also bringing weather to the runway, literally. Like, I think they're going to throw water at them and stuff.
Like, is that actually going to happen? Or is that, like, just effects for the commercial?
Poor models.
Yeah.
I know.
I think we'll see them have a little bit more fun with this episode. They saw them doing the little fake broadcast thing. Yeah. So I think we'll see maybe more of their personalities in that aspect.
Yeah.
I had to think about transformational resort wear. I was like, what does that mean? But I'm thinking Florida in my head. It could rain at any moment. That's what I'm guessing it means.
Well, I'm hoping
Florida born and raised.
We don't go back to like the cargo pants like from Limited 2 that you would zip, and it could be the short,
the
capri, or the full pant. I don't want to see any of those again. But maybe bring it back and make it amazing. Who knows? I don't know. It's Project Runway All Stars.
Well, thank you guys so much for your input. That does it for us. This was episode 9, so we'll see you next week for episode 10, which of course we're excited for with the climate change. I am Haley J. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at HeyJ, H-A-Y-J _.
I'm Princess Carol. You can find me on Instagram at Princess Carol TV. Carol with 2 R's and 2 L's.
And I'm Katie Thompson. You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, and katiethompson.la.
And I'm Anika Loveless, and you can catch me everywhere at Ms. Mo Loveless. And make sure you check out my website for all your style tips and tricks, moneygloveless.com. And on Mondays, Total Bellas at 6 p.m. So make sure you guys tune in, because you know they love fashion too. So,
all right, guys, that's it. Have a good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.